With me in the KRVS studios is Jesse Guidry, who is with Vermilionville, here to talk about the Les Vues film series as well as their summer cultural immersion programs for children that they're having. Les Vues has been going quite well. Jesse, I'll just started it earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. You've had a different curator for each of the components, and they get to choose the film that they want to show, and it's been a wide variety. There's no one type of film that you've asked them to choose. So this month, Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette in the History Department, will be curating. And tell us about the film that she chose for this evening.
Well, the film that she chose is at the PBS's Point of View series, Makers. It's a three-part series that it's called Women Who Make America. And each part of the series focuses on different aspects, but it follows kind of the history of feminism, I guess, if you will, throughout throughout the years. And it's done chronologically, and they interview both, you know, popular women that are in, you know, the media that most people are familiar with, and then other people they may not, common people that may not be, you know, known to most people. So it's really interesting. It's a three-part series, and she's going to be showing series two, which is entitled Changing the World. And that focuses primarily in the late 60s and 70s, the track of feminism through that. And it covers a lot of different topics. It starts off with, you know, feminism in television. If you remember that show, That Girl with Marlo Thomas, they interview her and talk a little bit about that, as well as Mary Tyler Moore from The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and how they depicted, you know, independent women in the city that weren't dependent on men, that kind of stuff. And then it moves over to one of the things that I found interesting was the sports aspect. If you remember back in the 70s, the battle of the sexes between Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. So they talk a little bit about that, and they follow that story a little bit. And then it kind of goes on to various things as far as when feminism kicked in, how that affected some people's marriages, as well as when birth control first came out. And then they focus on the issue of abortion as well, and they cover that from both sides. And it's just a really interesting way that they chronicle it, and it's narrated by Meryl Streep, which is great. So it's a really good series. I wish we could show all three, but it's about an hour long each, so it would take a little bit more time than we had. So.
Well, I know during she's very involved in Women's History Month, and perhaps she'll be able to show the whole series at some point in
I hope
the future.
So.
But it's always fascinating to be presented with material like that, because we think we know our history. We know a few names, and we kind of think we've got dates and trends in our head. But there's so much that either we forget or we just came a little bit later and didn't know exactly how things went back then, even just three or four decades ago. So this is a great way for us to firmly fix that history in our heads and to really understand how we got where we are. I mean, obviously, there's that famous quote, you know, those who do not remember history are condemned to repeat
it. Yeah.
Or repeat it. So that's always a great thing to be reminded of it. And Vermilionville is so good about making sure that we understand our culture and that we really fully participate in it. So what a nice addition to the Les Vues film series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And then, of course, with, you know, every screening that we have, part of being a curator, as I've been calling it, Dr. Kaiser is going to be holding a discussion afterwards. So those have always been really interesting and more often than not lead to more personal stories more than a question and answer. People just like to share and have a discussion afterwards. Last month we showed Southern Comfort, and that led to a very interesting discussion, one of the longest ones that we've had so far. And so I'm really looking forward to, you know, people coming out and sharing their different things. And I would encourage you, if you're thinking about coming again, it's free. It's this evening in our performance center at 6:30 p.m. And it's just, it's really great. And I really do hope that we can show all three parts of it. I wish we had the 3 hours to spare for it, because it really, the first and the last one, you know, you need to see it. You need to see it all. I mean, it's a good little snapshot of a certain time period, but kind of like you were saying, there were things that I wasn't aware of, and watching, it was just like, wow. And I even, you know, Googled a couple things because it just had my mind going, you know, I didn't even realize. So.
Right. Well, I'm sure you would want to encourage young people to attend both genders and learn about this very valuable part of our history, very integral part of our history and bring their perspective as well as have conversations with people who lived through those time periods.
And that's what it's all about. That's kind of the whole purpose of this, is bringing people together and learning about either our culture or different people's culture, and then having a discussion about it and just diving into it. So hope people can come out this evening.
So the film will be shown in the Vermilionville Performance Center. Mm-hmm. What time does it start?
It starts at 6:30. And again, I just want to say that it is free. We do accept donations at the door, suggested $5 donation, but we'll have some beverages for sale, both adult and non-adult, as well as some popcorn and candy, of course, because you know, you can't watch a movie without popcorn. So.
That is the Les Vues film series that Jesse is talking about. You can find out more about it at the Vermilionville website or like them on Facebook, and you'll get updates about not only the film series, but everything else that's happening. And that brings us to a very important part of your summer offerings, summer camps for kids.
Yes.
And their cultural immersion programs. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those camps.
Well, for those that aren't familiar with our summer camps, we have done them in the past. We've offered the science camp and the cultural camp separately, but we revamped it this year to kind of make it a cultural immersion experience to play on what the various things that Vermilionville and Bayou Vermilion District have to offer. So it's kind of, you know, you get a full 5 days of just diving into everything Vermilionville and Bayou Vermilion District. And we offer them they're going to be week-long or five-day-long camps, and they're going to be offered each week in July. And the final week will be a French immersion camp. Majority of our instructors will speak French, and we'll encourage the kids to do so as well. And I do want to encourage people that are, you know, whose children may not be fluent in French but can speak a little bit. I mean, we will make sure that everybody understands and can understand instructions. So don't let that deter you. And we currently, registration is open on our website, vermilionville.org. But the way that we structured it is basically each day we touch on something different. So the first day we're calling it Eco Kids, and it has everything to do with the environment. They get to do a bunch of different things, like make a bamboo fishing pole, and then they'll have to learn how to identify the native fish in the Bayou Vermilion. They'll actually get to do some fishing, which is pretty cool, and canoeing in our pond as well. And then they're also going to learn about a lot about our Bayou Vermilion District watershed and the role that everybody plays in making sure that our water, you know, keeping up and improving water quality and what they can do, various little things, because if we can start educating them young, you know, they'll grow up and spread that message. So, but there's going to be a bunch of art projects tied to that, especially with identifying the native plants. They have some very cool things planned. And day two, for those that are familiar with our Seed to Skillet series that teaches you how to grow, harvest, and prepare your own food, day two for your kid, that's what it's all going to be about. We have various gardens in Vermilionville, some that are vegetable, as well as our healer's garden for medicinal property. So they'll you know, learn a bunch about those different things, and then they'll do a full-on cooking demonstration, cooking their own lunch that day and then preparing a snack for later. And that's always really fun. The kids usually get a good kick out of that whenever we do field trips and stuff. And the third and fourth days will just be the cultural immersion ones, where we do what we represent, the Acadian, Creole, and Native American cultures. They'll learn all about that, and there'll be hands-on crafts that are tied into that. And then the fifth day, they're going to be doing something fun, what we call cultural bingo. They're going to have to put everything that they learned to use and play this game. And if they, you know, they get prizes, and then of course we'll have a show-off day for the parents to come. They'll during the cultural days, they're going to be making their own instruments and then learning a song in French that they'll present and play as well. So the whole 5 days are just going to be fun, both indoor, outdoor, hands-on, and everything is included, from the meals to the snacks to the supplies. And it's you know, as a parent, it's a pretty good price and a great way to get your kid. If they like being outdoor and doing activities, this camp is perfect for them.
Mm. So you've got two regular sessions, and you'll be doing those the days you described during each of those. And then the third session, the final week, is everything that you mentioned except en français.
Yes.
But again, if your child is just learning French, still could be a great experience for them.
For sure. Good way to learn as well. Mm-hmm. We'll work with them.
All right. More information by calling Vermilionville or going to their website also. If you've just tuned in, my guest is Jesse Guidry from Vermilionville, here to talk about not only the summer camps, but their monthly film series called Les Vues. It will take place tonight in the Vermilionville Performance Center. Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser is curating the film and has chosen the second part of a series called Makers, Women Who Make America. So there will be the film, and then she will lead a discussion. It's free, so whether you live through the history or not, you're welcome to see the film and discuss it afterwards and share. A great opportunity for us all, and we appreciate Vermilionville offering that to us. If you like the Facebook page, Vermilionville, obviously you get all this information, and you get to keep up with what cultural opportunities you have over
there. Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, Jesse. We appreciate it.